Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. Since last week, around 2,300 travelers returning from risk areas have been tested for COVID-19 at the two Berlin airports. Ulrich Frey, Charité board member responsible for healthcare, stated that just under 1% of those tested were positive. So, about 23. The airport estimates that an average of 2,000 people travel to Berlin every day from locations that the RKI classifies as a risk area. The tests are currently still voluntary, and those who cannot present a current negative test result after their return must go into a 14-day domestic quarantine. In contrast to Berlin, the voluntary tests of travel returnees in North Rhine-Westphalia were significantly more positive. The virus was detected in around 2.5% of the people tested, which, according to the NRW Health Minister Karl-Josef Laumann, is a, quote, relatively high rate. In NRW, free test offers for travelers from at-risk countries had begun a good week ago at the airports in Düsseldorf, Cologne, Bonn, Dortmund, and Münster-Osnabrück. Last week, around 160 aircraft with 15,000 travelers from locations currently designated risk areas by the RKI, including Turkey, Egypt, Morocco, and Israel, landed at the four airports. Federal Health Minister Jens Spahn confirmed on Monday that a corona test obligation for travel returnees from risk areas is to come into force in the course of this week, but as of midday yesterday, did not specify an exact date. The demonstration in Berlin last weekend against the government's corona measures has triggered a lot of criticism, especially over the controversy over the number of participants. Per RBB reporting, mass postings have been appearing on social networks since Saturday, claiming without proof that approximately 1.3 million people took part in the protest. Police estimates, however, are still lower. First, according to the police, about 17,000 people marched through Mitte on Saturday, and at the subsequent rally on the Strasse di 17 Juni, the police counted about 20,000. Data analyst Philip Kreisel documented more than 120 Facebook groups and profiles by Sunday afternoon, which are distributing content with much higher numbers of participants. Kreisel told the RBB that among them are numerous right-wing radicals and conspiracy ideologists. Speakers at the rally itself also reported that the number of 1.3 million participants had been communicated via loudspeakers. As evidenced by an evaluation for the ARD Faktenfinder, the reports in question are currently being shared tens of thousands of times, including by AfD politicians. According to the report, right-wing extremist media outlets are also echoing the allegations, and these reports are in turn also disseminated by AfD officers. For example, by Peter Beistron, member of the Bundestag. He shared a report according to which, quote, hundreds of thousands had demonstrated. And AfD member of parliament Stefan Protschka also tweeted about the alleged 1.3 million demonstrators. Both ARD Faktenfinder and data analyst Kreisel refer to tools like map checking to track the number of participants. With this tool, estimates can be calculated as to how many people fit onto a certain area. Kreisel went on to explain that in looking at the relevant section of the Strasse di 17 Juni, it becomes clear relatively quickly that it is impossible that there could have been hundreds of thousands of participants. And according to the ARD Faktenfinder, even with generous calculations, one cannot come up with more than 20,000 people on Saturday. This value is arrived at by calculating 0.7 people per square meter. If one takes 7 people per square meter, you get around 200,000 people. As a comparison, the Love Parade in Duisburg, where 21 people died, reported 8 to 10 people per square meter. Numerous postings also draw a comparison to the 2001 Love Parade, when more than 1 million people danced through the center of the capital. At the parade, however, the Strasse di Settentrioni was crowded from the Brandenburg Gate to far behind the Siegessäule, as were the adjacent streets and parks and the entire Große Stern. When comparing pictures of both events by ARD Faktenfinder, the differences between the Love Parade and the rally become clear. The initiative Querdenken 7/11 was extremely positive in its first internet call for last Saturday's rally and spoke of 500,000 participants. However, they then registered for 10,000 participants with the police. According to RBB right-wing extremism expert Olaf Sundermeyer in his analysis of the demonstration on Saturday, there is a program behind these exaggerated numbers. The aim, according to Sundermeyer, is to convey the image of a mass movement. Yesterday, shortly after the morning rush hour, several perpetrators tried to rob a bank of the Berliner Volksbank in Wilmersdorf, located in the immediate vicinity of the A100 city motorway. After encountering security guards, shots were fired and one member of the security staff was injured. After the attempted robbery, the suspects set fire to their own car to destroy any evidence and fled in an unknown direction. Back in June, an armored car was held up in front of the same Volksbank branch when a money messenger left his vehicle at around 9:35 a.m. to deliver cash to the branch, and suspects stole the money case from him and fled in two getaway cars with around half a million euros. According to police spokesman Kablitz, investigators are checking a connection between the two robberies and whether a robbery of a money transporter at Hermannplatz last Friday is connected to the crime. In all cases, the suspects were able to escape. The president of the Chamber of Industry and Commerce, or the IHK, Beatrice Krom, announced yesterday that Berlin's business community is looking forward, quote, with concern, to the start of school after the summer holidays on August 10th. She explained that on one hand, it's high time for regular classes to start again despite the corona pandemic. On the other hand, concepts for a permanent safeguarding of school lessons are necessary should face-to-face teaching not be possible in individual classes due to corona cases. Therefore, Krom emphasized that the digital supervision of each student must be ensured and, quote, no child must be lost. She continued, quote, for Berlin companies and their employees, it's all about the practical reconciliation of family and career. For the students, it's about their future in the long term. Every missing school lesson has a negative effect on the students' readiness for training and their ability to study. We cannot afford this either as a society or as a business community. According to Krom, the IHK is calling for a program to digitize Berlin's schools, and what is needed are high-performance broadband connections, cloud-based learning platforms, and more teacher training. According to the IHK, the funds from the Federal Digital Pact, from which Berlin will receive 257 million euros by 2024, have up to now hardly reached the schools. If you like our podcast, you can support us simply by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.